call to order this regular meeting of the Wrangell Borough Assembly. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Assemblymember Don McConaughey, followed by an invocation by Mr. McConaughey as well.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, watch over the decisions that this assembly makes for our community. Make them wise decisions and progressive decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have no community presentation, so we'll move on to a roll call.
Assemblymember Privet?
Here.
Yonks?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
McConaughey?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
Stokes? Present. And Mayor Metzen?
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Do we have any amendments to the agenda this year? Hearing none. Item 4, conflict of interest. Do we have any conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A and 7A.
So moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Yonks?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Metzen?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Just wanted to call to your attention the first item in the borough manager's report for the listening public that Lynch Street, the repairs to Lynch Street have begun. That is the street right out in front of City Hall. Mm-hmm. And they began removing the asphalt today, completed that portion. The rock underneath the asphalt is in surprisingly good shape compared to what we found in other areas downtown. So they'll be going through and getting that ready for concrete so that that will be really the last portion of roadway in downtown proper that needed to be fixed.
So, nice.
It would be, I just, kids came into my mind when I just pulled up out front, but that curb cut right there on that corner mm-hmm. is really hammered and it's kind of a tripping hazard.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if it's within the budget, but if it's something that could be really easily knocked out, it'd be nice to have that connectivity.
Okay, we'll look at it. That's it.
Okay, any questions for the borough manager?
Well, I just want to comment on it was nice to see the thing in the borough manager report from John Glenn, and he passed forth a business plan to the city, and I thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Tim, it's hopefully... At some point, he's not asking for anything, but we can do some business with him, maybe.
He would be great.
Any other comments or questions?
Very nice. I got to tell you, this this is a borough report that's unbelievable.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
This is, I'm assuming this is the canoe?
It's the new watercraft.
It is.
Yeah, trail.
Uh-huh. I got to go up there to see that. That's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to dog sit last week and went out there on two different days, and it was got to go right down by the water. It's a good trail.
Oh, good. Nice. Okay.
Hopefully it'll be used a lot.
It's mm-hmm. great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will move on to item 9, Borough Clerk's file.
Just some upcoming dates to remember. Mm-hmm. September 13th, planning and zoning, public hearing and regular meetings starting at 7 here in the assembly chambers. Monday the 17th is the first day to absentee vote in person for the October 2nd regular election. September 28th, I will hold an election workshop for the election workers here in the assembly chambers at 1 o'clock. September 28th is the deadline for write-in candidates for the October 2nd regular election, 5 o'clock. And also for, it's the last day to submit letters of interest for the various boards and committee openings as well. And then, let's see, October 1st, last day to absentee vote in person at 5 o'clock. course, October 2nd is our election from 8 to 8 at the Nolan Center. And then, let's see, I have on here our regular election, the openings, the seat openings, and you can all see them there and online and everything. So, let's see, we have received one letter of intent for a write-in candidate for the Port Commission from Clay Hammer. So hopefully we'll get at least one more. And then the Code Review Committee, I'd like to stay short and sweet. We kind of extended it about an hour and a half last time, and we were able to go through Section 3, which is quite large, and made quite a few notes and stuff like that. And Four. And then three and four.
Okay,
so in Section 5, Dawn and I went through Section 5, and we found some things that we had questions on, but since that's the finance section, I handed that over to Jeff with some concerns and asked him to, if he would thoroughly go through that section, and he reported that it's a really slow time for him right now, and he would be happy to do that, so hopefully we'll be good to go on that. Mm-hmm. Nope, and that is it.
So we have one open spot, well, one
for the
seat for the Port Commission, so mm-hmm. if somebody hasn't. Somebody has an interest in that, they should submit a letter to you.
Yes.
To run as a writing candidate, yes, by September 28th.
Yes.
And if you have questions about what those responsibilities entail,
then let me know.
Get them to you, and maybe that you can connect them with someone on the Port Commission too.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now,
absolutely,
a person that puts their name forward mm-hmm. As a writing candidate, yep, how do we get that message out to the public?
Actually, Clay was talking about putting a notice in the newspaper,
okay,
he would do that.
All right. So that's not up to us.
Yeah, we don't do that. I do, however, I do let the media know mm-hmm. At the end of the filing period. I do let them know, the member or the people that have filed letters of intent. So, and other than that, there's nothing.
Okay. Any questions for the borough clerk?
I think there's a question from the audience.
Just a comment. If he's a write-in candidate, I do a meet the candidate in the newspaper, even if he's a write-in. So I put Clay Hammer as write-in, and just four or five questions I always do.
Okay, good to know. So folks can look through the paper.
And the media can always, you can call me every day like you did last time if you like. And I'll let you know if there's any other.
Yeah, it's just one for support. Yeah.
All right, any other questions?
I'd just like to make a comment and encourage the public to get up and vote, everybody. You see what happened with this last election. One vote can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah, there have been quite a few elections.
I would like to add one more thing. I just received the voters precinct list today, and we have 16 more voters registered on this precinct list than we did on the last one for the August 21st, so that's, I'm really happy about that.
That's good. Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item 10, Mayor and Assembly reports and appointments. Any reports by Assembly members?
I'd just like to congratulate Tim on being the upcoming new president of the Southeast Conference. That's outstanding.
Looking forward to it.
You're joining a distinguished few group of us.
I have huge shoes to fill.
Yeah. Is your arm sore?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
All right. Any other reports by Assembly members? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 11, persons to be heard. We have no persons to be heard. Any members of the audience? Okay, so we move on to item 12, unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business. 13A, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of foreclosed public land, part of Lot 4, Lot 4A, Block 17, by quitclaim deed to Gary and Scarlett Poovy and Kevin Abigail Bilo.
I'd move to adopt the resolution.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Well, just in the, if you notice the ordinance 857, it says in here that the official plat was approved September the 12th, 1917, and I'm really wondering if that's just a typo or if that's really when it actually happened.
You don't remember, Don?
Nope. I checked with Bill.
Oh. There we go.
I don't remember that either.
Any other satire or comments? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Johns?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13B, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating canvas board duties to three assembly members for canvassing the results of the regular election to be held October 2nd, 2012. And you should have a new resolution in front of you. There is a...
Move to adopt the resolution.
So move to second.
Second.
Move to second. Any discussion on that?
Oh.
Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
Johns?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 13C, discussion of possible action relating to a letter of support to Governor Sean Parnell supporting the Alaska Regional Development Organization program.
Move to authorize a letter of support to be sent to Governor Sean Parnell supporting the ARDOR program, Alaska Regional Development Organization.
Second. Second. Any discussion or comment, please? Okay. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Johns?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. We have none this meeting. Brings us to item 15, executive session. 15A, discussion of Wrangell versus Ray, et al. 1WR-12-55.
I move to go into executive session to discuss the pending litigation in discussion of Wrangell versus Ray, involving matters that the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity.
I move to have a second.
Second.
The second, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Johns?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. We'll recess at 7:12 to move into executive session. Okay, we're going to reconvene at 8:22, and we have nothing to report from our executive session. We will go ahead and adjourn at 8:20.